Much of this I can trace to the early 1990s. The search for alternative medicine, the perfumed oils, the massage, the stroking and anointing, the crystal holding, the non-penetrative sex. Pornography and sexual violence on film, on television, in books, in life, had increased and became more explicit, but less and less in the West we made love and bred children. It seemed at the time a welcome development in a world grossly polluted by overpopulation. As a historian, I see it as the beginning of the end. We should have been warned in the early 1990s. As early as 1991, a European Community report showed a slump in the number of children born in Europe, 8.2 million in 1990, with particular drops in the Roman Catholic countries. We thought that we knew the reasons, that the fall was deliberate, a result of more liberal attitudes to birth control and abortion, the postponement of pregnancy by professional women pursuing their careers, the wish of families for a higher standard of living. And the fall in population was complicated by the spread of AIDS, particularly in Africa. Some European countries began to pursue a vigorous campaign to encourage the birth of children, but most of us thought the fall was desirable, even necessary. We were polluting the planet with our numbers. If we were breeding less, it was to be welcomed. Most of the concern was less about a falling population than about the wish of nations to maintain their own people, their own culture, their own race, to breed sufficient young to maintain their economic structures. But as I remember it, no one suggested that the fertility of the human race was dramatically changing. When Omega came, it came with dramatic suddenness and was received with incredulity. Overnight, it seemed, the human race had lost its power to breed. The discovery in July 1994 that even the frozen sperm stored for experiment and artificial insemination had lost its potency was a peculiar horror, casting over Omega the pall of superstitious awe, of witchcraft, of divine intervention. The old gods reappeared, terrible in their power. The world didn't give up hope until the generation born in 1995 reached sexual maturity, but when the testing was complete, and not one of them could produce fertile...